Log Talk Radio.
We are victorious. We are victorious.
That the voice cries out in the silence, searching for hearts that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God all over the earth, he's searching for hearts that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And as a God walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child which will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. He says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all.
Anything we put before God. And he wants us all.
not yesterday, today. Amen. So I love that song because God wants all of us. Amen. This is Kingdom Advance Radio Ministry. I am your host, Ambassador Odelia Jackson. And I'm a speaker also, and the Holy Spirit is the teacher. Amen. So I hope you're ready to hear what God has to say to us tonight about benefits of deliverance and prosperity. And the question is, how do you require the benefits of deliverance and prosperity? What are the requirements? And that's some of the things we're going to learn again tonight. And here we go. Welcome everyone here. Hope you got your constitution ready to write. Because here we go. Amen. We open up with prayer first. Father, as we come in your presence once again to learn more of you, from you. We need you to teach us tonight the requirements, the benefits. What are the requirements for the benefits of deliverance and prosperity from the kingdom perspective? And so, Lord, we come before you teachable. We come to as a childlike faith to learn more of you. Your word tells us to come and learn of you, and we're coming to learn more, Lord. So have your way with us. You said if we hunger and then we thirst after righteousness, you said you will fill us, Lord. So here we are, Lord. And we come before a holy God, our Father, our source. Everything we need and everything we need is in you. So as we come in your presence, Lord God, show us how we ought to be. Build us up, strengthen us, that we may do what you had already intended from the beginning in each of our lives, that we have a speedy, quick understanding of who we are, what we have, and how to apply it in our lives, that we would glorify you, that our life will glorify you, Lord. So have your mighty way in each and every one of us. We pray that your kingdom come, that your will be done in the earth, and in us, Lord. Let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, teaching, and healing, Lord. We pray that your will be done. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We overthrow the thrones of the wicked kingdom. Let your sepulcher of your kingdom be released, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Break in pieces and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion. Let all dominions serve and obey you, Lord. Have your way. We are binding up the strong man and spoil his goods in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out the spirits of death in the name of Jesus. Only death that we should have is death to self in the name of Jesus. I am redeemed from death and destruction now in the name of Jesus. I renounce and disannul all curses of death and destruction in my family and bloodline in the name of Jesus. I renounce and evict all pride now that will open the door for death and destruction in the name of Jesus. Lord, you rescue our souls from death and destruction as you sent your word and deliver in the name of Jesus. The destroyer cannot come into our life or family now to destroy our prosperity in the name of Jesus. I am delivered. We are delivered from the destruction that wasted at noonday. And in the name of Jesus, there is no wasting of destruction in the city within our borders. In the name of Jesus, we enter in the gate, in the straight gate, and we do not walk in the path that leads to death and destruction. In the name of Jesus, we bind and cast out the spirits of mammon from our cities now that leads to death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We keep our mouth and avoid death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out the spirits of poverty from our city now that leads to death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all death and destruction from our gates now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that those are plagued with evil spirits be delivered and healed as they submit to the King of Kings. I cancel all plans and forces of evil sent against our life. Let the work of evil be burned by your holy fire. Let men repent of evil and return to righteousness. I decree that no evil be established in our lives, but let your righteousness be established. I loose us from evil doers and evil soul ties in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. We pull down the strongholds and we cast down vain imagination and everything that lifts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And now our thoughts are now subject to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you would give us 20/20 vision in the spiritual realm, that our eyes of our spirit function with 20/20 vision for correct understanding and interpretation of divine movement, that our ears be tuned with the correct frequency of the spirit, that we will hear clear transmission, that we will hear what thus says the spirit of God, that we would have ears that hear. Hallelujah. Heal ears, heal eyes. Lord, we thank you. We thank you in advance, Lord. We thank you for what we're going to hear in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 All right. Now, let's get ready to discover what is the requirement for the benefit of deliverance and prosperity from the kingdom perspective. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. So at the top of your paper, that's what I write. What is the requirement for the benefit of deliverance and prosperity? Amen. All right, open up your Bibles to Psalms 34. Psalms 34, verse 17. Verse 17. Here we go. It says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivered them out of all of their trouble." I think we're going to go down to verse 22. "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all." 20. "He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken." I want you to circle that one right there. We're going to come back to that in a minute. 21. "Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolated. The Lord," 22, "redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolated." My, my, my. Amen. Amen. "None of them shall be desolated." So God not only hears and answers the righteous when they call, but he also delivers them from and through the difficulties of life. And most of it is through, okay? As long as we are, guess what? As long as we, and this is that two-letter word, if. Whenever you see that in there, if, or as long as we, that's a conditional word. That's a condition. That means there's something you're supposed to do in order to for this to even happen. So as long as we are aligned with God. We've been talking about that a lot, ain't we? Being aligned with God, right? So if he will deliver us from all our troubles. As long as we align with God, he will deliver us from all our troubles. This does not mean that we will never experience trouble in life. And we went over this last week that in John 16, verse 33. Let's take a look at that. Keep reminded of it because we got trouble all around us and somebody might be getting it wrong. Okay? John 16, verse 33. And Jesus is speaking here. You got to keep that up front because when stuff smacks us in the face, when we see it, you know, you got to remember what this says, what the word says. That's what keeps us. When we remember what the word says, we believe what the word says, and stand on it. Okay. John 16, verse 33, and it says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall, Jesus speaking, this is all red leather, you shall have tribulation. In the world, in this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. My. That's a promise. God always keeps his promise. Amen? Glory. So, it does not mean that we should never experience trouble in life, okay? But it does mean that we can trust God to carry us through and give us the strength and the grace to prevail. He won't leave us to offend for ourselves. He won't leave us to fend for ourselves. I know that a lot of times when you get in trouble, some people run to other people instead of running to God, which we should go straight to God, okay, when you're in trouble, when you're going through things. But I noticed that when I was in trouble and I would talk to God, this is the time when you're quiet and you're spirit and you wonder what is all of this, how this is happening, and why is all this happening. I remember going through that one time and I'm living righteous, I'm doing the right thing, you know, I ain't doing nothing wrong, and I didn't have this scripture here under my belt, or I didn't even think about looking at that scripture. I just couldn't understand it. So when it hits you, you know that in this world that we shall have trials and tribulations, and that God will bring us through. And so since that time, which was a long while ago, a few years back, it's like every time trouble come up now, it's like a spiritual muscle that gets strengthened when you're going through, especially when you know where to turn to and how to respond to trouble. God gives us wisdom how to respond to trouble. And it's supposed to be a peace that passes all understanding. That's what he tells us to take our prayers to him. And then he promised in Philippians 4, 7 and 8, he says that he will keep our heart and our mind at peace. That's a promise. And so those are kind of things you got to remember when you're going through. And you can, there's nothing wrong with asking God a question. If he's going to give you an answer, you know, some things he'll answer, you know, and tell you what's going on. And I've had asked God plenty of questions and things was going on. It didn't make no sense at all. It didn't make no sense what was going on. And I just stopped for a minute and I looked around and I said, just after a while, you know, after I've been in a few places, and struggling in the spiritual realm. And I just looked at God and said, look, Lord, what is this? What is this? And didn't you know he spoke to my spirit? And he told me what it was? He was letting me know this only happened because I need you to take time out for something. Okay? So that was in my case. So God will speak to you. You just got to have the ear to hear. So he won't leave us to fend for ourselves. He won't leave us. Turn it at Philippians 4, 7. It won't go nowhere, so I must want us to turn in. But in this world, we're going to have trials and tribulations. And so we got to know how to respond. And and the result is going to be dependent on the way we respond. Okay? So here we go. Philippians 4, 7. I read 6 and 7. And 7 tells you where he's going to keep your mind and your heart at peace. And as another scripture tells us that he who keeps his mind stayed on him. I think that's Isaiah 26, verse 3, I believe. He says he will keep them in perfect peace. So 6 and 4 of Philippians 4, 6 and 7, he says, be careful for nothing. That means don't be anxious when the troubles come. We got to start exercising our spiritual muscles the way God tells us to. He's giving us instructions. Don't be anxious. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything. He didn't say something. What do that say? Everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Okay? So when you ask, that word we learned last week, that the word ask means petition. Verse 7, it says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So in the midst of the storm, people couldn't understand why I was there. They said, what's wrong with you? Why are you going crazy? Why are you in the nut house? Okay. Because it's the way you, when you learn how to use your spiritual muscles and respond to trials and tribulations that come your way, any shape, form, or fashion, and just trust God. That's where it comes from, trusting God. No matter how the situation looks, your peace comes from trusting God. Amen? So the peace of God, which passes all, it passes all understanding. Underline that. God's peace passes all understanding. So human understanding, you're not going to understand why you got so much peace. So the scripture telling you that right there. And it's going to keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Amen? And people, a lot of my family members, it's a wonder that I have not been into the nut house. Okay? That's because God was keeping me. And he was keeping me. I didn't even know he was keeping me. Okay? Amen. Now, notice that verse 20, remember I told you to circle that verse 20, and where were we at? In Psalm 34, I should have told you to get that page, right? Psalm 34, verse 20, it says, he keepeth all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Not one of his bones is broken. This is a promise from God. Notice this verse. The 20th promises that God will protect bones of the righteous so that none of them will be broken. Now, David, the psalmist, he's speaking metaphorically right here when he talks about none of the bones will be broken. This is not a promise for protection against literal broken bones. The word bones here, might want to take a note on this, refers to the framework that holds everything together. The word bones refers to the framework that holds everything together. Like the human skeleton forms the framework that holds the body together. So the promise of this verse then is that God will bless and deliver the righteous by making sure that the framework of their lives never fall apart. I'll say it again. The promise of this verse is that God will bless and deliver the righteous by making sure that the framework of their lives never fall apart. My. That's why people say, well, what's wrong with her? She ain't falling, you know, she ain't in the nut house. All the stuff she's going through. I don't know how she's doing it. God. God promised to the righteous is, this is his promise, I will keep your frame intact. I will keep your frame intact, even when the lives of others around us are falling apart. God will preserve our frame and that of our family. My. So Jesus promised that the house built on a solid foundation in Matthew 7:24-25. Let's look at that. Now, I don't know why. It seems like we just keep coming back to that verse. Matthew 7:24-25. Let's look at that. And let's look at what it says about the foundation. The promise that the house is built on a solid foundation. 24 and 25. It says, therefore, whosoever hear these things of mine and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Now that's this is red letter. This is Jesus speaking. 25 says, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. My. And so, this talks about this foundation that will stand through all the storms. Now, I'm thinking about what storms do we have today? You know, especially if you're not living in other places where they're having tornadoes and floods and stuff. What storms? How about storms of life? Life storms. Whether it's finances, your children acting up, or something happened to you, one of your children, your marriage, and so forth. Those, the things that are going on in your life. Righteousness. This is a note right here. Is a fundamental part of the solid foundation on which we must build our lives if we are to withstand the storm. My. So you might be catching on, what is the requirement? And it is the same as last week. The same answer. Righteousness is the fundamental part of the solid foundation on which we must build our lives if we are to withstand the storm. My. So God promises to protect our bones, is a promise to protect us from being blown away by the forces of life that may destroy others. So you're saying you might go through something somebody else is going through and it might blow them away, you know? But because your foundation of righteousness, you don't get blown away. You can stand the storm of life because God made sure, right? So the promise to protect us from being blown away, forces of life that may destroy others. So as long as we pursue righteousness, here we go with the condition again, as long as we pursue righteousness and seek to stay in alignment with him, God will hold us up. My. God will hold us up. Let's go to Isaiah 41:10. Now, this was my favorite. I'm telling you, this is one of the things I used to hold on, especially as a single parent of three children. Oh, my goodness. I hold on to this. I literally took this on, literally, okay? Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. And you do a word search on dismayed, it means confused. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea. I will help thee, yea. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Mm. See, righteousness is the requirement because we serve a righteous God. Amen? God is righteous. And so as long as we pursue righteousness and seek to stay in alignment with him, God will hold us up. It's in his word. It's promised. My, my, my. Thank you, Lord. And so, righteousness, this foundation and this protection over our life so that we don't be blown away, righteousness is that condition if or as long as we pursue righteousness. In Matthew 6:33, he tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You can't just seek the kingdom. It says and. They go together, some junction there. And his righteousness. And all the other things shall be added unto you. Na ma ma. So righteousness. You study the kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. You need to know the righteousness, 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 because that got a lot to do with how we live. Our culture. Righteousness is our dominion. You don't have no righteousness, you don't have no dominion, which is power, kingdom. And so the enemy always tried to get us to live unrighteous. So you'll have no power. You'll have no power. You'll be like the other people that may be destroyed, that destroys others because they're not living righteous. So whatever storm they go through, it'll blow them away. And so that'll happen if you're not living righteous. You're living an unrighteous life. So righteousness, this is a note, also the key to prosperity. No, righteousness is also the key to prosperity. Although the Bible does not teach a prosperity gospel, let me say that again. Although the Bible does not teach a prosperity gospel, righteousness is also the key to prosperity. It is not, the Bible doesn't teach the name it and claim it theology neither. As some teachers, it does promise prosperity as a reward for the righteous. Okay? Now you gotta listen to this clearly because we've been saying this wrong. Okay? We've just been saying it wrong. Okay? Look at Proverbs 13:20-21. Look at Proverbs 13:21. And we're talking tonight about the benefit of deliverance and prosperity. I said Proverbs, right? Proverbs 13. Yes, Proverbs. Go to Proverbs. Proverbs 13. I'm getting there. Yeah. In a minute, y'all. I'm sorry. My page is too blown. Proverbs 13, here we go. Verse 21 and 22. It says, there shall no evil happen. Am I in the right one? Nope. 12, no, 13. 21. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. 22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Okay, now let's listen how this is, we've been saying this long. Okay? Misfortune pursues the sinner, right? But prosperity is the rewarder of the righteous. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. So prosperity, as the word is used here, includes but is not limited to material wealth. You might want to make a note here, because that word prosperity here is saying it's not limited to material wealth. In fact, the meaning of the word goes much deeper to cover overall qualities and fruitfulness of life. So the life of the righteous will be full, abundant, and fruitful in every sense and in every dimension. So that's what we need to get straight. So it's not limited to material wealth. It's the life of the righteous will be full. Underline, write that note down. Abundant and fruitful in every sense and in every dimension. I'm getting some signals here. In every dimension in every dimension, in contrast, sinners unrighteous will face misfortune after misfortune. Sinners, the unrighteous, will face misfortune after misfortune. So that's in contrast to what I just said about the righteous will be full, abundant, and fruitful in every sense and in every dimension, not just limited to material wealth. Okay? So, as I said before, the health, wealth, and stability of the wicked are only apparent. This reminds me of the Psalm, of Psalm 73, when the man, he kept looking at, I'm paraphrasing, he kept looking at what the evil was, the unrighteous, how they were living, and it looked like they were prospering, right? And, you know, he was just going eight until he went before the Lord, and the Lord showed him that it appears that way. It's not real. As quickly as a heartbeat, they can all be stripped away. You can handle 1 minute, and next minute is gone. Righteousness, however, brings rewards that will not tarnish or rust away, but instead will endure forever. How about that? Not tarnish or rust away. What did that remind you about? About us storing up our treasures up in where? Heaven. Where the moth can't eat it and the rust can't get through and the thieves can't steal it. So we store our treasures up in heaven. That means spiritual. Spiritual, not just material, even though there's material things, but the spiritual should be more important. So the wealth of sinners is being stored up for the righteous. Many people have claimed this verse but have not seen it fulfilled for them. And I remember claiming this, you know, reading it, you know, and it never was fulfilled. It never was fulfilled. Why is the question. Why was it not fulfilled? Even though it's right there in the word, because they claimed it while ignoring the precondition of righteousness. My. Let me say it again. Why was it never fulfilled? Because they claimed it while ignoring the preconditioned righteousness. See how important righteousness is? So what is the requirement that we're learning tonight about the benefits of deliverance and prosperity? It's righteousness. Only those who actively pursue righteousness and seek to live according to God's will have the right to claim this verse. Let me say that again. Only those who actively pursue righteousness and seek to live according to God's will have the right to claim this verse. Now, living according to God's will is on his terms, not your terms. I don't know if you heard this song that I played. God wants it all. He don't want part of you. He wants all of you. He wants you to stop bowing down to those idols that you put before him. Anything that you put before him becomes your God. He wants you to love him with all you got. My. He's searching for those who love him with all they got. That on his terms. My. And not our own terms. Amen. So, righteousness is the requirement. That's the note. Righteousness is the requirement for the benefit of deliverance and prosperity. Nah. So the wealth of the wicked is the reward. Righteousness is the requirement. The wealth of the wicked is the reward. And as I said, that according to God's will, the only those who actively pursue righteousness, hear that, pursue. Don't just say, oh, I'm the righteous. No, it says pursue right. That means you live in it. This is your lifestyle. This is not no one-time thing. This is a lifestyle. This is not no, behavior modification. This is a lifestyle. Only those who actively pursue righteousness and seek to live according to God's will, not man, have the right to claim this verse. No. So righteousness is the requirement. The wealth of the wicked is the reward. And as Lord of the universe, and owner of all that is, God will see to it in the end that the wealth and treasure of his kingdom end up in the hands of the righteous people who can be trusted. Okay? In that song, it says he's searching for those who will love him with all of their. So those who can be trusted to exercise mature, faithful stewardship. My. Mature. So he's not just going to give it to anybody. He's looking to see who can be trusted to exercise mature, faithful stewardship. My. So rewarding the righteous is the just thing to do in the just kingdom. In a just kingdom ruled by a just God. I say that again. Rewarding the righteous is the just thing to do in a just kingdom ruled by a just God. Surely the righteous still are rewarded. My. Surely there is a God who judges in the earth. My. That's in Psalm 58, verse 11. We're going to turn to that real quick. Psalm 58, verse 11. Surely the righteous still are rewarded. Surely there is a God who judges the earth, no matter what we're seeing today. Okay? Psalm 58. We ain't going by what we're seeing. We're going by what the word says. Okay? What the word says. I said Psalm 58. I think I said 11. I want you to see for yourself. In the word, Psalm 58, verse 11, I believe I said, so that, let me see if I said that the right one. Yeah, 11b, it says, verily there is a reward. Verily, it is, he is a God that judges the earth. My. There it is. So this verse says, in other words, that as long as there is a living God who judges the earth, the righteous will be rewarded. It is a principle as certain as God's word and a permanent as eternity. And as permanent as eternity. I'll say that again, that this is a principle as certain as God's word and as a permanent as eternity. My. So there really is a reward for clean living. My. There is a reward for clean living. There it is right there. Unlike the righteous who will wither and be blown away, unlike the unrighteous who will wither and be blown away like chaff in the wind, the righteous will flourish and remain fruitful for a lifetime. Let's look at Psalms 92, verse 12 to 15. Psalms 92, verse 12 to 15. Psalms 92. All right. Glory to God. 92, verses 12 to 15. Here we go. It says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age, and they shall be fat and flourishing. 15. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and therefore is no unrighteousness in him. Ha ha. That's right. Glory to God. Ha ha. So judging from these verses, the righteous are not supposed to die old and crippled. Oh, my. They are supposed to remain of sound mind and body, bearing fruit well into old age. The phrase, they will stay fresh and green, refers to the idea that righteousness shall keep us young. Ooh, that's a note right there. Righteousness shall keep us young in heart and mind, no matter our physical age. That's what righteousness will do for us. So righteousness, that's a benefit right there for righteousness. Righteousness will help us maintain our zest for life right up to the end. And our witness to the greatness and righteousness of God should be just as strong and even stronger at the end of our days as at any other time in our life. Man, we should be strong all the way till it's time to go. Glory to God. So, finally, righteousness, okay, benefits us by protecting us from the judgment of God. That's a note right there. Righteousness benefits us by protecting us from the judgment of God. Righteousness is the essential standard, with a note too, by which God will judge the world. My. That's a nope to the nope. Okay, so if we are already living and walking there, we are safe. Amen. Glory to God. Isaiah 28. I'm almost finished. Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28. Isaiah, let's go there. There we go, and it says, therefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious corner stone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. 17. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hell shall, I put the stop at the plummet. All right, to the plummet. My. And we're going to hear about that in 1 second. All right. The plumb line is a weighted string that is used in construction work to make sure that the walls are straight when they are erected. So if the wall line from top to bottom is parallel to the plumb line, the wall is said to be true to plumb. That means that it is in line with the standard of measuring. My. In the kingdom of God, righteousness is the plumb line. That's a note. Righteousness is the plumb line in the kingdom. My. So God uses this plumb line, the righteousness, to measure whether or not our lives are true to plumb. My. So God is measuring our lives according to how we live. Are we living righteous or unrighteous? Whether we are out of alignment, okay, the measurement, whether or not our lives are true to the plumb, or whether we are out of alignment. So the standard of measure cannot be adjusted. It reveals what has to be. That means you can't go around changing righteousness. You can't change that. It's got to be according to what got on God's terms. And that's how he's measuring us. And so if we ain't up to plumb or true to plumb, okay, it reveals what has to be. Oh, God. Okay. Pursuing righteousness means that we adjust our lives. You can't adjust the plumb line. We got to adjust our lives, our attitude, behavior, until we fall within God's standard of measure. My. You can't be changing God's righteousness to fit you. No. We gotta change our lives, our behavior, our attitude to fall within God's standard of measure. So once we do, we are properly aligned with him, properly positioned for full abundance and fruitfulness. Huh. This is good stuff right here. Okay? So as you get aligned with him, you are aligned with him, properly positioned for a full abundance and fruitfulness, and to enjoy fully all the benefits and rewards that come with kingdom life. My. Yes, Lord. So the kingdom of God has everything we could ever possibly need or want. And the Lord wants us to have and enjoy them all. But our lives must be true to what? To plumb. Amen. And what's that plumb? That standard of measure of righteousness, right? So being born again is not enough by itself. So make that a note to the note. 5 stars. Amen. Being born, see, a lot of people think just being born, okay, I'm born, I'm the righteous, I have the righteousness of Christ. Nope, you got to change your attitude, your life, and your behavior. And it has to line up with God's measurement of righteousness. So being born again, yes, I'm saying that, is not enough by itself. Don't forget, by itself. It is the necessary first step. Because it gets us into the kingdom, being born again. My. But our access to kingdom wealth and resources grows as we grow in practical righteousness. Okay? You might want to note that too. Because our access to kingdom wealth and resources grows as we grow and practical righteousness. So how do you measure up? If God dropped his plumb line alongside your life today, where would you fall? Is the question. That me and you both. I'm talking about myself too. So would your life be out of alignment? Or would you be true to plumb? My. And that's what we're talking about tonight. So the requirement is for the benefits of the deliverance and prosperity is what? I'm opening the line and say is what? Okay. All right. That's it. The requirement is what? Motto. Read that. Lines open for comments, questions, answers.
Amen, my sister.
Amen, brother. Brother Greg.
Awesome teaching.
Yes, it was.
Amen. So now we know what the requirement is, right? That's from line.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
They were all saying the same thing. Not only were all saying the same thing, we're saying we're teaching what Jesus taught and also what the other apostles taught. The culture and the lifestyle that we have to live as citizens of the kingdom. That's all it's about.
That's right. Anybody else?
I'm too tired to speak, but definitely take this.
Amen. Say that again. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I was saying I'm too tired to speak. I'm just taking it in.
Okay. Okay, Barbies. I hear you. Amen. Anybody else? Somebody speaking, I can't hardly hear you.
You know what, Odie? That may be me. I'm on my way in from work, and I'm on the bus, so it might just be a lot of chatter in the background.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know that. Anybody else close out? Amen. Tonight we learned that God is measuring us by our righteousness. That's the plumb line. According to his will, on his terms. Amen. All right. Close out, then. say. Thank you all for being here. Thanks for tuning in. And we're going to be, we'll do this again next week. And if you would like to join us on Fridays at 8 o'clock when we come together to clean the clearance and interceding for others as well as ourselves on Friday night. Amen. All right. Let me close out in prayer. Father, we thank you for the words that we've heard tonight. And I pray for everyone that's here. And thank you for those of each household that's represented in the speaker, Lord, I just pray that you continue to have your mighty way in each of our lives. We pray that you would that we would live lives that's righteous, that our lives would glorify you, Lord, and with our attitude and our behavior and the way we live, that people will recognize us as your children, as your ambassadors, as your royal priests, Lord. So I pray that you would have your mighty way in the lives of your people, Lord. We pray that the what we've heard tonight, that we would not only just hear it, but that we would do it, that we would apply it to our lives, Lord, that you would be glorified and other lives would be touched by the our lives. So we thank you, Lord, for the kingdom message. We thank you for kingdom growth and kingdom understanding. We pray for those who are just hearing the kingdom, Lord God, that you give them speedy understanding. Give them quick understanding, Lord God, so that the enemy doesn't snatch what has been sown in their hearts, Lord God. You said if we hunger and thirst after your righteousness, that you would fill us. And so we pray for those who are learning the kingdom, that they will hunger and thirst. You know, give them a hunger and thirst. They can't get enough, Lord God, and that you give them understanding and that they would apply the truth of your word in their lives, Lord God. And that we continue to seek you, Lord, even when we think we know it all, Lord God, even when we think we know more kingdom than we than others, Lord, that we will continue to seek you until you come back, Lord. That we will seek this gospel, kingdom of God, to the world as a witness to every nation, Lord God. And then you said the end is coming. And that we would be diligent, Lord God, in seeking you. That we would be diligent in the purpose that you have called us to, that we will fulfill the purpose that you have called us to, Lord, the general purpose and the specific purpose, Lord God. And that we will seek what is that specific purpose you have given us, that we will fulfill it in the name of Jesus. So have your way in each and everyone here tonight. I thank you, Lord, for all of us that are learning from the Spirit of God, that your will be done in our lives. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. Thank y'all for attending.
All
right.
Yeah.
God bless.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
We are victorious.